Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So I was reading a Fox News story today that cited Hoover Institute senior fellow Thomas Sowell. Sowell claims that the left is going to cripple charter schools because they're so well organized. And as I said yesterday, I don't think the charter school people really have much to fear of the left because they're kind of disorganized. They should really be afraid of the right. Because as you saw yesterday, we talked about the Supreme Court that basically now said that if you're going to give taxpayer dollars to private schools, you got to give it to religious schools. And look, this is a huge win for those school choice people, because it's really what it is. It's about getting taxpayer dollars into the hands of these religious schools and these religious institutions. That's when the charter schools are going to take it, because to be honest, they're not doing all that great. I'm here to share some thoughts on where we are as a country with the charter schools. He's got a piece out, Credo's new study, Biased Against Public Schools. Credo, the Center for Research on Education Outcomes. Again, another one of these groups pushing the charter schools, but it's written by Thomas Ulican. Thomas, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm good. So walk me through this. What's this study and the bias against public schools?
Well, let's go back to the beginning of Credo. Credo was established by a guy named Eric Hanisek and his now wife, Mackie Raymond. And so they were at the University of Rochester, a small private university in New York. Hanisek actually went to the Air Force Academy, and then from the Air Force Academy, somehow he went straight to MIT and did a doctorate in economics.
Impressive.
They were kind of like nowhere. And then in 1981, Hanisek wrote a paper claiming that more money for education wasn't going to fix things, that better educated teachers with more training wasn't going to help schools, and putting more money into schools and smaller class sizes wasn't going to help. Well, it's kind of malarkey, but people like the Walton family got excited when they saw that paper, and that put him on the radar screen of the conservative movement.
Right. So if I can stop you for a second, if better trained teachers, if better resource classrooms, if smaller class sizes, if better, better facilities aren't the answer, what does he claim the answer is then?
He didn't really claim what the answer was, but he's very much working on privatizing the system. That's kind of, so he became kind of the go-to every time there was a lawsuit or about schools not being getting their fair share of money. He became kind of the go-to economist the right would pull in to testify. Then in 1990, he and his wife, 1989, started Credo at University of Rochester. The next year, they were given they transferred to the Hoover Institute, which is, of course, a very right-leaning organization, and they established Credo at the Hoover Institution, which gave them a lot of access to money from people like the New Schools Venture Fund and the union, the anti-union groups that were fighting the teachers' unions. And so that's where Credo got there. And so their latest study, they study also exclusively study charter schools, and all they study is test scores.
Right.
That's all they care about are test scores and charter schools. Their latest study is called the City. I think it's called the City Study, and it's basically the 10 cities that John Arnold and the CEO of Netflix have established this company called the City Fund, and they're paying to have this study done on 10 cities that they're actually putting a lot of money into trying to create what they call a portfolio district model in all these cities.
Right. They're the ones that are heavily privatized. Ones with lots of private equity going into them and all of that.
Yeah, and so they've given a lot of money to Credo to do these studies. Well, the studies are actually set up so they're not super biased. They're just a little, just enough bias to show that charter schools are just a little better.
Okay, because obviously the Hoover Institute at Stanford University, this Credo place there, but didn't Stanford do the study on this that say that basically charter schools don't do any better?
Oh, Credo did that study.
Oh, okay.
That was Credo's study, but then they gave a lot of guidance to charter schools about how to improve. And now they're saying that the charter schools are now the deal, that they are much better. Well, one of the things they do is they only will look at compare schools that have students that have transferred to charter schools. So if you have a school that no students are transferring to charter schools, you can't be in the Credo study or compared with the charter school. So the best public schools are left out of their studies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments, though, because I look at someone like Thomas Sowell, who, like I said today, came out and said that, the left's trying to kill the charter schools. And I come back to this, it's all about the money for me. When I look at, maybe there are some people who view this as an opportunity to better educate students. I just haven't found that to be the reality. I find this as Education Incorporated, how they're going to, suck taxpayer dollars out of the classroom and put it into their pockets. And I see this Supreme Court decision yesterday that says that, if you're going to give private schools money, you got to give them to religious schools. And I just see this as they're going to let charters go off to die, and everything's now going to become a private religious school.
Well, that's kind of what they'd like. But one of the things that these people that really want to put all this money into religion, they better be careful, because one of the things, when you start putting government money into religion, the government's going to want control. They're going to want rules.
Yeah, but, I haven't read the full decision from the Supreme Court, but it didn't appear that was in that decision.
Oh, no, that was a very narrow decision that said that if you give any money to a private school, then religious schools have to be able to get money also in religious private schools.
Right.
And so it was a very narrow, and that was, and it was a kind of a strange decision. It really was. But back to Thomas Sowell, the reason he's talking, he's selling his book. He just put out a book. I don't remember the name of it, but that's the only reason that he's making any kind of news, is he's out there trying to hawk his book.
Yeah, and get people all worked up. Now, I look at these charter schools as, the latest, of the great solutions to solve our problems that haven't. And it's always been my view that, basically the antithesis of the argument that the guy who started this Credo makes is, I think you need to pour more resources into these schools. I think you need to have more wraparound services. You need to have more small classes, more technology, better accommodations, instead of, starving the beast and saying, well, it's just, you need to pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Well, this whole charter school idea is really just the neoliberal construct saying that anything the government does, business can do better. And, and that was Chris Whittle's, and when he was trying to do the private Edison school. And the problem they have is they can never actually compete with public schools. Even the best private schools don't do well when tested against public schools if you set up some kind of adjustments for economics.
And it comes back to that, doesn't it? It still comes back down to the dollars and cents.
Yeah, the testing really comes down to dollars and cents, too. It's like, depending on where the you know, the testing is almost useless. It really doesn't tell you anything about the quality of the school. It tells you about what the financial condition of the parents are. And that's just it. It doesn't tell you anything more. That's the only testing correlation that has a high R value is the economic condition of the parents.
Right. So, you know, as I've been saying for a long time, if you want to change those test scores, we need to change the society. We need to not just educate the children, but also go back, educate parents. There should be, you know, the school should be the center of the community, not just for the child, but for the whole family.
Well, you know, this test score thing, of course, the charter industry really uses the test score because that's how they try to prove that they're better. And so you have these no excuses charter schools who do nothing but test prep.
Right.
And schools like Idea Public Schools down in Texas, that large chain, you know, Betsy DeVos and Arne Duncan between them have given that chain $600 million. I mean, so boy, wouldn't that be nice if they put that kind of money in public school?
Yeah.
The public schools are where 90% of students in America go. That's the system that needs to be protected and made whole.
And invested in. I mean, because every dollar you take out of the local public school and put into these charter schools is a dollar that's not in that public school.
Well, not only that. You're leaving behind stranded costs. For every dollar you take out, there's like a 40% stranded cost left over for the district to take care of. Plus, the districts end up having to do some administrative functions for the charters in their area.
Not to mention transportation and all the other stuff that goes along with it as well.
Yeah. And then... fundamentally, what you have is you have a dual system that the public is paying for with the charters. Well, a dual system is just inefficient. You're paying double for the same thing.
Right. But again, it goes back to what you were saying. You know, the neoliberal view is that, you know, private industry can do it better. And then there's this idea of, well, they'll compete. And you know, this isn't one of those places where you're going to see that kind of competition.
Well, it's kind of like competing in healthcare. You know, sure. We can compete, but who's going to go look for the person that's got the best credentials when they're hunting for an emergency room that's closest?
Yeah, I always say that, you know, I'm not going to be speed dialing the local hospitals looking for who's going to take my coupon if I have a heart attack.
Yeah, there are certain things. Prisons, schools, and healthcare should not be privatized.
I'm right there with you. So last question I've got for you, and looking at this study, you know, what's the bottom line for people to take away from this?
Well, the bottom line is that there's this whole industry of organization, Credo being one of them, the New Schools Venture Fund, another one, that are all designed to sell the charter industry.
And along the way, put a lot of money in their pocket and to copyright and to, what's the word I'm looking for?
Their salaries are tremendous.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's amazing how much those people are making.
And you go back to the original intent of this was to be able to share best practices and to learn and experiment with different ways of doing things, and then to share them, not to copyright them, patent them, and then sell them back as proprietary.
Well, back in the late 90s, there were a lot of people all over the United States, especially in the early 2000s when we got No Child Left Behind. They wanted to go out and start charter schools so they could actually teach like they knew you needed to teach instead of teaching to a test. And so some of those charter schools they started were pretty good.
Right.
There are some really good ideas. But now we have CMOs, these charter management organizations. They're just a giant corporate entity that's only in it for profit.
Yeah. Well, the hope is that we wake up and we turn the corner and go in the right direction. But Thomas, I appreciate the time and the piece. I hope folks will take a look at it. Credo's new study, Biased Against Public Schools. We'll get links out on how folks can.
By the way, Rick, last time I talked to you, I told you school was going to be out forever.
Yeah, and that again, I'm worried about that.
I don't think we're going to be able to open in September, but they're going to try.
Yeah, some places are going to try. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cause a whole nother crisis of child care and all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah, we somehow need to quit avoiding science and come together in some kind of a unified action as communities and solve these problems.
Yeah, maybe a better education system would do that for us.
There well, we have a good education system. Just quit screwing with it.
There you go. That's the final word. Thomas, I appreciate it. Great stuff.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
I like it. We got a great system. Just quit. I would have used a different word, but, you know, he's an educator. There you go. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.